WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Lawman, the lawman came with the sun. There was a job to be done. And so they sent for the badge and the gun of the lawman.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. And I am so proud of Dalton Barrett this morning. He knows every word to the song of Lawman.
Well, I've heard this on the open for like 4-5 years now.
I mean, I'm so proud, son.
And every time your phone goes off while we're on the air.
And you have gotten into another era. You know, you've gone it's back true. To 1958.
I will say, don't let it deceive you. I have never seen an episode of Lawman.
What?
So.
What?
You know, I have seen Superman, though. The original Superman.
You can stream Lawman anytime.
I probably won't.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. That and the Bonanza episodes with Adam.
Mm.
They're remarkable.
But I have seen, just because you hyped it up so much, I did watch the George Reeves Superman show. And so I've seen
like
all
it.
Of it. No, it was pretty good.
Seasons 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Don't 3 and 4, no.
That when it went to color?
Yeah.
I kind of quit watching.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I think I watched it, but it was like background noise.
It's terrible. The seasons 1 and 2, though. But the best Superman episode of all time is when he goes into a meteor and knocks it out and he loses his memory. And he doesn't know he's Superman.
Ah.
Panic in the Sky.
I remember that one, yeah.
Panic in the Sky. That's the best one.
But the best Superman episode of all time is the finale of Superman and Lois.
Yeah.
Did you finish it yet?
I haven't.
Come
I
on.
Did watch like 3 episodes and then I forgot to go back to it. Need to do that.
There's some weird stuff out. And
movies?
Television series, like they're like six hours.
It's a six hour movie, yeah.
Yeah. And it is, there's some good ones out there. I don't want to talk about them on the air, but there's some.
I'm a little tired of the model.
Yeah.
Just make a movie. If you've got a really good, because they feel stretched
out. It's confusing. It's confusing, too.
Well, and it just, like, Disney Plus is notorious for this. They'll take what could be a movie, a two-hour movie, and make it a season of a TV show.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, the first couple episodes are really good, and the last couple episodes are really good, but, like, four in the middle are just boring
stretching
and long
it.
And
trying
stretching,
to stretching
it,
out. It
out. And I'm a little tired of that. I'm a little, like, let's move, what's next? Like, let's kind of move on from that, which it seems like Disney is, especially they're moving back to movies. And you know, the Moana movie that just came out was supposed to be a Disney Plus TV show, and they re-edited it into a movie, and it was like the top grossing movie for them last year.
Yeah,
so
Brian and I were talking about that show Doc that's on
ABC, isn't it?
Well, it's on Fox, I think.
Oh, okay.
And but you can get it on Hulu, but it's really good. It's a pretty good little show. I'm kind of hooked on that. So I think it comes on Tuesdays or Fridays or something. High Potential is another show that is on ABC that I really start to enjoy it. She solves crimes. She's a housewife that solves crimes. Kind of like Columbo, but it's pretty good. She's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real funny show.
I've heard that show Ghosts is pretty good, but I haven't seen it yet.
It's a
My
comedy.
My sister loves Ghosts. So they watch it every week.
It's one of those based on a British show. And
yeah.
But the British show is still running, so they're kind of running at the same time. And then Abbott Elementary, I've heard, is
Abbott
is
Elementary
good,
is really
but I
good.
Haven't seen it.
And they there's another one. Georgie and Mandy's first marriage.
Uh-huh.
I haven't watched it. Now, I watched it on Young Sheldon, and I loved, he was the only character on the show I liked.
Yeah.
And, but I haven't watched the new show. I've got to stream it.
I haven't heard many people talking about it.
No,
so that makes
and
me
it's
a little
kinda,
concerned.
Yeah, it's
and
not,
that tends to happen with a spinoff.
It hasn't hit
right.
its stride. And they changed the format, you know, like a one camera. It's a multi camera. So they have laugh track and. So that to me kind of has ruined that a little bit. So we'll see.
Which that was the thing people liked about Young Sheldon versus Big Bang Theory was it was more of a
story,
But now it's a spinoff of a spinoff, and that's just kind of strange. I know that stuff happens, but it's a spinoff of another TV show. Like, how far removed are we from Big Bang Theory by the time we get to George and Mandy's first marriage or whatever?
And some of the stuff is not making sense a little bit,
right,
you know,
right.
And because Georgie was in the Big Bang Theory.
Married to someone else, which
yeah.
is why the show is called what it is.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. So, It's kind of complicated if you really kind of look at it.
Right. That Paradise is really good too.
Yeah,
by the way,
yeah,
I suggested
that one. Yeah, because I love James Marsden, who plays the president in that.
It's got Sterling K. Brown in it too.
And I have a question for you, but we'll discuss later.
Oh.
Why James Marsden plays Cyclops in the X-Men?
Uh-huh.
Why did they kill him off?
I hated it.
I hated the route that they go.
But he wasn't very good in those movies.
But well, they didn't give him a decent part really. All right, 6:17. We're going to take a look at the weather and talk some more.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 68 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight remains mostly cloudy. Showers and storms likely. Lows drop to 60. And then Thursday, still a chance for showers and storms, and highs make it into the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 50.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro.
Maples Realty and Auction offers a variety of auction services, including home, estate, land, farm, bank-owned property, equipment, and personal property auctions. Get in touch for a free no-obligation analysis to determine if the auction method is best for you. More information at MaplesRealtyAndAuction.com or call 896-4740.
Maples Realty and Auction.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels. Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Luverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Lakers dominated their game at the Clippers, winning 122-97. LeBron James with 26 points. The Lakers shot 75% from the floor in the first quarter when they scored 45 points. Portland has won 9 of its last 10 after beating Indiana 112-89. Chicago came back to defeat Miami. Boston got a win at Cleveland. Brooklyn edged Houston on a late three-pointer, 99-97. New York won at Toronto, 121-115. Karl Anthony Towns with 27 points, 20 rebounds. And at Philadelphia, it was the home team edging Dallas 118-116. Joel Embiid, after a month off with the bad knee, returned and had a triple-double, including 29 points. In college basketball at UCLA, the Bruins upset number 9 Michigan State 63-61. At Ole Miss, Rebels over Kentucky 98-84. In fact, Ole Miss had just one turnover in the game.
The Wake Up Crew. WGS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Since 1936, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help you. Connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app. John, Brian, and Dalton with you on this Wednesday. It's hump day, and I failed to tell you. But Valentine's Day and City Teacher Work Day is Friday, February 14th. President's Day and No School for City and County is Monday, February 17th. And this is episode 1587.
Eat my shorts.
We were talking a little bit about some shows that we actually had an edition of What Are We Watching?
Kind of.
So maybe we need to replay that on Friday, that segment. I like to get him in because he does watch a little bit. He doesn't watch as much as he used to.
Right now, and it's very slow, but I've been, because you know I'm a fan of The Simpsons, I've been watching through Futurama, which was the follow-up show to The Simpsons. And it's not bad. It's pretty good. It's pretty funny.
Have you watched The Simpsons since you were born then? I mean,
no, I didn't watch it live. I went back and watched it.
Oh, I got you.
Probably 6
how
years
how
ago
many
now.
How many years has it been on now? 20-something? 21?
Oh, no. Longer than that. It came on in the 90s.
27
so I think
years?
30. I think it's past 30.
Wow. That's unbelievable, the longevity
running,
of that.
Longest running sitcom on TV.
Yeah, it is.
But Futurama is
1989.
Wow. Yep. Futurama's funny. It's kind of it's a sci-fi show, though. It kind of makes fun of Star Trek and whatever, so it's different.
The Simpsons began in 87 as a cartoon short on the Tracy Ullman Show, a variety show on Fox, and then expanded into a half an hour in 89, and off she goes.
And that's your real fact of the day, everybody.
Do you know how old I was in 1989? Wow. 30-something. Okay, it's time
it's
now.
Been on close to half your life.
It really has.
That's wild.
And it's time for our song of the day. There's songs about February.
Here's today's.
I hung your picture on the wall, and that's all it is. I break my fingers to make a call, and that's all it is.
You know what this sounds like?
No, you're living way out west.
This sounds like the song that would come on while the credits rolled in an episode of Scrubs.
Yeah. Good one.
He's like,
that's a good one.
He's walking away from all the patients dying, and then this song just starts.
That is so good.
It's the Goo Goo Dolls. So.
What I learned today was that I can't save everybody.
2 days in February by the Goo Goo Dolls. Yeah. Boy, that is exactly right, though.
I'm thinking
that show right now. Steve Cates is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for continuing to introduce clogging to our growing community in few new ways. Please don't clog here on the studio, please.
I think I threw my back out.
Steve Cates will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, that is today's Good Neighbor of the Day, and you can send in a Good Neighbor of the Day. Simply text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 and tap on the link you get back from us. Or you can go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, thanks for their help, too.
And we'll be right back.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T-Cell. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T-Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T-Center, reinventing men's health. Care.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. A reported robbery and confrontation in a popular Nashville mall led to a closure on a busy stretch of interstate most of yesterday afternoon. Nashville police say a person was confronted by two individuals in a Tesla while leaving the Green Hills Mall. Police say after a struggle, the two suspects in the Tesla fled and eventually crashed on I-440 near I-65. The vehicles found crashed into a tree. The driver was said to have a gunshot wound and later died. Metro police say they are reviewing the footage from the mall and speaking with witnesses to better understand what took place. A man facing the death penalty after being accused of going on an hours-long shooting spree in September of 2022 while live-streaming it appeared in court Tuesday representing himself. Ezekiel Kelly asked the judge to represent himself in court last week. His attorney says there is no disagreement between them as to why Kelly chose to represent himself. As WMC reports, Kelly must now sort through thousands of pages of discovery and nearly 350 videos related to this case. His trial is scheduled for July. More news in 30 seconds.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency has announced they will be temporarily closing Herb Parsons Lake beginning on February 10th for construction. The closure is for further improvements included in the Bill Dance Signature Lake Project. It's planned to last approximately 3 to 5 days. TWRA says they'll be improving the parking areas. Other TWRA facilities remain open. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on The Wake Up Crew. We've got Good Neighbor Vince coming up and another check of the forecast. Our first look at traffic and Rewind to be on at 6:35. We've got multiple deals going on with traffic and a lot of construction going on. And even going out toward Nashville on I-24 there. Resurfacing it, I think, too. So, Briley Parkway.
The mayor was on, and last week on with Bill Krause, and was talking about the road projects, and Thompson Lane will probably maybe start sometime next year. If not, it'll start early 27.
It has made a huge difference that they've opened up Salem Highway all the way into Old Fort Parkway. Tremendous, and they haven't finished the road yet, but. You can travel on it.
But I'm really not looking forward to it when the mayor says, yeah, it's going to be our most painful road project, even more painful than Salem Highway, Thompson Lane.
How does that – it's going to affect you in it.
Yeah.
You won't even be able to get out of your house.
Probably not.
He doesn't anyway, so
– And there'll be construction in
the construction's going to stop your Uber Eats delivery.
There'll be construction machinery all over the place out there. They'll be parked in your front yard.
The dogs are going to bark.
They've got to build 3 bridges.
Yeah.
That's the costliest part.
I was listening to Chris Massaro on the show.
He was on Wednesday.
He was talking about the pedestrian bridge going over from the hotel to the... That's going to be sweet if they do it right.
Yeah. And they're supposed to start that next year, I think.
Yeah, they're hoping 2025, end of it, isn't it?
Yeah, something somewhere in there.
Yep. Wow, that's pretty amazing.
About 100 rooms, I think. So it's not a huge hotel, but 100 rooms is pretty good size. You'll just be able to walk over to events.
Well, like the TSSAA tournament.
Yeah.
That would be a really neat thing to have that availability. Mm-hmm. And if you're staying more than 2 nights, you know.
Well, and all the graduation. I mean, there's something there all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're working to bring more events like concerts and things. And maybe even outside concerts.
But the smart thing is it's going to bring money into the university. It's not like a hotel, like a Marriott over there. It's going to be actually their hotel, isn't it?
I don't remember what it is, but it's going to be like a Marriott or something.
I know, but I mean, the money goes to them, though, isn't it? I mean,
right. And students are going to run it.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have a degree in hospitality management. They do it at UAB. I think that's where the idea came from, and it's pretty successful there.
And that's where the hotel's going to be, where Woodfin's used to be, the old Woodfin's area. Okay. Yeah. And you'll do a pedestrian bridge right to Murphy Center, correct? Okay. Which also ties into the football field, too, doesn't it?
And pretty exciting things that they're going to do to facelift the Murphy Center, too, in the future.
Yeah. That's like what they've got. Now, it's not run by the school because it's not a college thing, but they've got all those pedestrian bridges in Atlanta going up to. So if you go to a Braves game, you can, even if you park way out in the middle of nowhere, you can walk the pedestrian bridge. You're not walking on the side of the road and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, they're going to build one right here at the corner of Church Street and Broad as well.
Yeah.
You can walk the greenway.
We'll have all kinds of people visiting WGNS, won't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it looks so barren, though, now.
Yeah.
You know, on Broad.
The downtown project worries me just because of the demographic of people who come to downtown, but hopefully that'll swap and change with new people and whatever.
Yeah. We need some retail, more retail around here too, you know, around this area.
I think you're going to see that shopping center over there across the road. I think that's going to be a key ingredient to all of that, even though it's not part of this project.
Oh, right. we're gonna have to keep the new radio station spiffy. And look, I mean, you know, we can't just...
We should be cleaning up this one. The ceiling's collapsing.
But, I mean, don't you think? I mean, we'll
have moved it out and put it in the garbage. Yeah. It'll be spiffy.
Okay. Today in history.
Get some magic clean erasers and all that stuff.
Let's go today in history.
Okay,
go
let's ahead. Do it.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security... Powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
The year is 1922, and Reader's Digest magazine is first published. I don't wonder if they... I guess they have an online version of that now, I guess, maybe.
Maybe.
It's called Clicker's Digest.
I don't know of any magazines, really, but People, and I don't know...
Time.
Many. Time, yeah. Well, I think they're online, too,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
but Reader's Digest is rd.com.
Yeah. 1991, a Michigan court bars Dr. Jack Kevorkian from assisting in suicides. 1994, Medgar Evers' murderer Brian D. LeBeckwith sentenced to life in Jackson, Mississippi, 30 years after the crime was committed. And in 2020, the U.S. Senate votes to acquit President Donald Trump 52-48 on charges of abuse of power and 53-47 on obstruction of Congress. And that's a look at Today in History. Coming up, it's Brandon Brooks and Rewind, and we've got much more to come. We're going to talk about these weight loss drugs here in a little bit too, as we continue with the Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind.
February 5th, 1983.
I hear the drums echoing tonight.
Toto hit the top of the singles charts with Africa. His date in 1988. The release of the romantic comedy.
My temperature's optimum. Ovulating, I have the pillow set up in the position. You can watch TV if you get bored.
She's having a baby.
There's to successful fertilization.
And February 5th, 1991.
For the sorrow.
The release of the Queen album, Innuendo.
Don't take offense at my innuendo.
It was their last album before Freddie Mercury's death.
Show must go.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 68 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight remains mostly cloudy. Showers and storms likely. Lows drop to 60. And then Thursday, still a chance for showers and storms, and highs make it into the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 50.
Good morning. Just still out here in Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, trying to clean up this truck wreck that happened a little bit earlier this morning on 24 westbound near Shelbyville Highway. It's not causing too much of a backup right now, but it's going to get heavy in this area within the next 20, 30 minutes as that traffic builds on 24 west, headed towards Davidson County, towards Nashville, coming out of Murfreesboro this morning as it builds down 65 through Millersville. Watch your speed, I-40 in Wilson County. LLV offers everything a fun couple or a single could want. Luxury Lifestyle Vacations offers all-inclusive resorts and cruises all over the world. Google LLVClub.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pesties, buzzing rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS is happy to list your Good Neighbor events on the radio. Get them to us at least 2 weeks before they occur. And Oakland's Mansion is having their Valentine Dinner Dance on Valentine Eve. That's right, Friday, February the 14th. There are three dinner times, and you select the one that you wish. And after your dinner at Oakland's Mansion, you go over to Manny Hall for music, dancing, and specially crafted cocktails, and a variety of desserts and light hors d'oeuvres. Better call them quickly and make your reservations. We often need extra time in grieving the loss of a loved one. There's a free grief support group meeting every Wednesday morning at 10 over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's every Wednesday morning at 10. You still don't know how to use that new smartphone? Or maybe the new iPad or computer that you got for Christmas? Well, head over to the Rutherford County Public Library System and they'll help you, free. They also have free computer classes at the Technology Engagement Center. Contact the Rutherford County Library nearest you for more information. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. Alan Butcher was one of many local residents who only went to Adams Place.
Of course, Adams Place, in my mind, is the premier senior care facility, not only in Murfreesboro, but in the immediate area. We're very happy here and so glad we came.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. We use a cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew, and we are... Let me tell you what you can do here. Go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen.
Who's you talking about, Willis?
He was talking about WGNSradio.com/listen.
Well, Brian, Dalton, John with you, and we're here all morning long till 8 o'clock or 7:45 anyway. Then we have the Immortal Swap and Shop, and then we have Action Line.
It's
then,
immortal. It just won't die.
Then followed by Where the Action Is. No, that's no. What's the name of it?
Roundtable.
Then the award-winning show that's a little bit of everything, Rutherford Issues.
Yep.
A little bit of news, traffic, weather, sports.
Then the Rick Burgess Show.
The Rick Burgess Show.
Then Ramsey.
Yeah. Okay, here you go. Dad joke.
Answer me this. What does the yellow light mean on the traffic signal?
What is yellow light? I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
You have no idea what it means?
No.
It means slow down.
What does the yellow light mean on the traffic sign?
CBS News Brief. International outcry over President Trump's newly announced plans for Gaza. CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
Trump called on roughly 2 million Palestinians to leave Gaza, where they call home, while the U.S. develops it for the long term and turns some of the territory into resort.
CBS News has learned the FBI met yesterday's deadline to turn over a list of thousands of employees who helped investigate the January 6th attack. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Two groups of anonymous FBI employees and agents have filed two lawsuits arguing the list is a violation of their privacy, of due process, and could be a safety risk for agents and families.
President Trump plans to issue an executive order today banning transgender girls and women from female sports at school. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
It's unclear if it will specifically target K through 12, college or professional.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
In Smyrna, Tennessee, Rutherford County Fire Rescue divers successfully recovered a silver Hyundai Sonata from Percy Priest Lake on Monday morning, February the 3rd, 2025. The vehicle was found at about 200 feet from the shoreline in approximately 30 feet of water. Sheriff Sergeant Nick Cobble confirmed that the car appeared to have been submerged for some time. While the vehicle had an expired license plate tag from November of 2024 and a lien on it, it had not been reported stolen. Using an airbag, the vehicle was lifted and then pulled from the water by a wrecker driver. The investigation remains ongoing, and authorities have yet to release the county of registration. News Radio WGNS will provide updates as more details emerge. And meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, a license plate reader alert helped authorities make an arrest in a theft at Lowe's. The alert, generated by a passing car, linked to a theft report from the store. It led officers to respond immediately. Within moments, an officer pulled in behind the suspect's vehicle and activated emergency lights. The driver, identified as 40-year-old Terrence Smotherman, allegedly resisted arrest and attempted to flee. After a brief struggle, Smotherman was subdued, handcuffed, and taken to jail. Police then searched the vehicle, finding stolen power tools worth over $700 from Lowe's. Smotherman now faces charges of theft under $1,000, resisting arrest, possession of drug paraphernalia, and escape. The incident highlights the continued role of license plate readers in aiding local law enforcement efforts. That's all for now. If you want more local news in a quick and digestible format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, available on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. What advice do you have for someone considering a move?
Well, I would encourage them to check out Adams Place. Come and personally see the facilities, talk to the personnel, and get a true feel of Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal, Rutherford County's premier retirement community with all five levels of care. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We now have good treatments for vision with cataract surgery, so now you can see well near, intermediate, and far distances without glasses.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
What we can do, not only to make you see younger, but help you to look younger and get rid of sun damage and other problems to our skin.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. Why? Because our population has grown since 2020, and more people means more funding for our community, $175 per resident per year. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Please fill out the secure online form at murfreesborocensus.com or complete the mailed form. List everyone living in your home. It's that simple. The special census helps us plan for growth and better services.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Participate today, and you could even win a $100 gift card.
Hey y'all, it's Taylor with Bell Jewelers, and I'm here to invite you to shop with us at Bell Jewelers this Valentine's. We have beautiful things on sale this Valentine's season. Spend $99 or more on a piece of jewelry. We're giving you gift cards to the Murfreesboro Flower Shop, Nurture Nook Spa, and Five Senses. So you get flowers, spa, dinner, and candy with your purchase of $99 or more at Bell Jewelers.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Dr. Toby Schultz with St. Thomas Medical Partners talks about e-cigarettes.
So when my patients come in and they want to take that big step to stop smoking and they want help, they say, well, I started smoking e-cigarettes instead. And I encourage their efforts, but I say, you can swap to e-cigarettes, but we still have to have a stop date because it has been shown to be a little less toxic, but the key there is less toxic, not non-toxic. Kids that have just started smoking e-cigarettes may be the ones that end up being the guinea pigs later down to say, well, maybe their cancer came from this because they haven't ever smoked a regular cigarette, but they smoke these. You know, cigarettes are related to just about every kind of cancer known to man, not just lung cancer.
We hear so much about secondhand smoke. Is this a problem with e-cigarettes?
It more than likely is because it heats up the solution that they use and it turns it into a vapor. The vapor has very, very tiny particles. Tiny particles are the more toxic ones because they can get really further into the lungs and into the tiny part of the lungs and can cause more problems later. That's where your body exchanges oxygen. That's how you breathe. So when that gets clogged up with tiny particles of solvents, that's not good.
That's Dr. Toby Schultz with information you need about e-cigarettes from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
12 before the hour here on the Wake Up Crew, and we need to offer some apologies.
Yes, we were very rude.
Yes, and I had heard that joke, and I was trying to, I'll just be honest, I was trying to sabotage it. And yeah. And you came and bailed him out, really. I mean, because you did the punch, you know, the lead up to the punchline.
Normally, he'll set you up if... You know, if there's something different.
But then I think he got mad at you. He got mad at me for that, but he got mad at you for making
fun
noise.
Of his, making fun of his joke. So would you like to go again?
No.
It's going to be a thumbs down if you don't.
I can't do it again.
Why? It'll make sense.
There's new listeners.
Yeah, do it. You'll be fine. Trust me. You'll be fine. We will not make fun or anything.
The same joke.
Yeah, same joke. Ready?
So three times today. Okay. What does the yellow light mean on a traffic signal?
Slow down.
What does the yellow light mean on a traffic signal?
Oh, that's a
slur. Oh, give it a thumbs up. Yeah, okay, it was great.
I hate this place.
We can't please you.
How fake.
Oh. Well, we had heard the joke before.
I mean, you got a thumbs up, so what's the big problem? In the big scheme of things, you got a thumbs up.
If the worst thing that happens to you in a given day is that your dad joke gets a poor rating, what is that really that bad?
Well, I only deliver grade A jokes.
Yeah, right.
Well, I promised you I was going to talk about this. It's about this woman that lost weight using, I'm going to see if I can say this right, semaglutide. Is that in the Ozempic? That's the thing that's in Ozempic and all these other Wegovy and all these. And she lost 64 pounds. And so it was so expensive for her because insurance didn't cover it. So she decided to try to maintain her weight loss without the medication. And she gained 26 pounds. Mm. So she has now taken up another job. She sells insurance, but she also works at night where she can pay for the semaglutide. Now,
see, that to me...
It's scary. It's scary a
Well,
little bit.
It sounds like an eating disorder.
Right.
Like, it sounds like you probably should see a psychiatrist to figure out what's going on. Like, you know what I mean? When you're that desperate that you're taking a second job to lose weight, you probably have some other stuff going on.
I think if she probably would wean herself off maybe and not take so much, you know, I don't know how you do, maybe every other day. I don't know if it's shot form or peeled. I don't know what it is.
But I don't think they're healthy. It's not healthy to lose that much weight that quickly.
Well, I mean, it works for a lot of people, but I don't know. So
now, if you have a medical reason why you need to lose weight, like if you've got something going on and like medically you need to, that's a different conversation.
Well, it wasn't it designed for obesity, really? I mean,
well, it was designed for diabetes.
Diabetes, yeah.
And then they found out you lost weight while you were on it and started marketing.
So I just don't want us 10 years from now to go, oh, well, we probably shouldn't have taken that. You know,
well, that's my big thing.
Yeah,
well, that's what FinFin was. Remember FinFin?
Yeah. And now they say. I took FinFin, and I used to drive to Alabama to get it because they wouldn't sell it in Tennessee.
Well, it's one of those things where if it's too good to be true, you probably shouldn't put it in your body.
Well,
one of the ingredients in that was what is the Sudafed? What's the drug that's in that?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, whatever it is that's behind the counter now, because they also make meth with it. But it
are you talking about semaglutide, or are you talking about?
I'm
FinFin?
Talking about FinFin. Yeah. There was. It had
well I took it and it made me weird. I mean it I'd cry at the drop of a hat. It was a weird experience. Now I dropped 40 pounds, but
well, that's the, I mean it's and I get it, some people do just need medical help losing weight, and that's
but what you're saying is not everybody, if you want to drop 20 pounds, you should try to do that on your own.
And it feels like people are just like it feels like people are just kind of getting it because it's an easy way to drop 30 pounds or whatever, and I don't. That's not healthy.
The drug for the stars, you know, for people that have the money. Yeah.
Which
it.
That like that used
but
to.
But I don't know that I'd work two jobs to do it. You know,
well, that used to be cocaine. Like that's how actors and actresses used to lose weight in the 60s. Yeah. They would all just they'd literally do cocaine to lose weight, and that wasn't healthy. But you know,
These views are the show or not? Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I think the jury will be out in that in a few years, and. But now they say it helps cancer. I mean,
really?
They're saying a lot of things about it, good things. But so I don't know. Maybe the miracle drug.
Could be.
Anyway, we're ready. We got to celebrate some birthdays.
Oh
we're
yeah.
Almost out of time. So
for
let's do
anybody
that.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, we go to 1784 and we say happy birthday to Nancy Hanks Lincoln, the mother of Abraham Lincoln, born in Hampshire County, West Virginia. 1900, Adlai Stevenson II, American politician, a U.S. ambassador to the U.N. in 1961, the governor of Illinois, and a Democratic presidential candidate in 1952 and 1956. Nominees only get just one. And in 1941, Stephen J. Cannell was born, American TV producer of The Rockford Files, The A-Team, and 21 Jump Street.
The Rockford Files.
Followed by
The A-Team.
What does it say he gets to do the birthday?
And 21 Jump Street. Stephen J. Cannell. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm done.
Well, might as well
can we,
read
fi-
the,
can
might
we fire
well,
him?
Might as well read the next one, too, big boy. 1943, Nolan Bushnell, American electrical engineer, founded Atari and created Pong. We all know how we loved all those.
Yep, that's my time.
All right. Birthdays. Penny Hines has a birthday. Happy birthday. Tommy Richards, Chip Lowe, Butch Smith, and Richard Thomas.
Those are the names we have right now, but call or text and add yours to the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club this morning, 893-1450.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 68 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight remains mostly cloudy. Showers and storms likely. Lows drop to 60. And then Thursday, still a chance for showers and storms, and highs make it into the lower 70s.
I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 50.
Join me, Speedy Adler, and Greg for the Rick Burgess Show on WGNS.
The Rick Burgess Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on News Radio WGNS.
From the big news of the day to stories from everyday life, it's the Rick Burgess Show.
Good morning. Wrapping up this wreck out here in Rutherford County. It's been out here for a couple of hours. 24 westbound, right there on that ramp to Shelbyville Highway. There's a crash over here in the Two Rivers area that's getting some attention. They've moved it to the side, northbound Briley Parkway at McGavick Pike. As it continues to build now on 65 southbound, as you work your way out of Robertson County down through Sumner County. LLV offers everything a fun couple or a single could want. Luxury Lifestyle Vacations offers all-inclusive resorts and cruises all over the world. Google LLVclub.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the My MTE app.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. It is the friendliest place you ever could hope to be.
Was the decision to move difficult?
No, it was just a really good change. I never, ever regretted a day of moving here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
The world's about to get a little more fantastic.
I went out a couple cloves of garlic.
I mean, if that makes you happy, Eben Moss back rack there is the thing, channeling his cooking skills from The Bear in the new trailer for The Fantastic Four, First Steps, which brings Marvel's first family to life with Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Joseph Quinn as the Human Torch, and Vanessa Kirby as the Invisible Woman.
From the minute we all met, it felt like a family, and that was everything.
That'll be out July 25th. And just days after scooping up those Grammys, Sabrina Carpenter announcing a deluxe edition of her album Short and Sweet, and it'll have Dolly Parton on the remix for Please Please Please. Naturally, that drops on Valentine's Day. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, we've got to do celebrity, what is it we're doing?
Holiday,
thank you.
You're going to be glad that you heard this one, because it's National Weather Person's Day. And since they're all leaving Nashville, we've only got one in town.
And that's Brian Barrett, even though he's not a meteorologist.
No, not officially. And he's got a disclaimer on his website. Yeah.
And congratulations to Steve Case, today's Good Neighbor of the Day. He's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And nominate your favorite weather person as a Good Neighbor of the Day by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Same phone number for birthdays or WGNSradio.com/birthdays so we can give away some delicious banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Please participate in Murfreesboro Special Census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for the city. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Brian, what do you got coming up in the next hour?
Oh, I don't know. We'll figure it out here in a minute.
That's our show in a nutshell right there. Stay tuned for the news from CBS and the top of the hour, and that time is 7 o'clock. Stay here with us.
Ding!
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Mideast proposal.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip.
Order to USAID workers.
Return to the U.S. within 30 days.
Packages from China paused.
A big impact on e-commerce giants like Amazon.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump has set his sights on Greenland and the Panama Canal. Now he's proposed the U.S. buy Gaza, a scene of wartime destruction. The idea has been rejected in Arab countries and dismissed by other world leaders. Here's CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
Last night, President Trump offered this stunning solution.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it.
Trump called on roughly 2 million Palestinians to leave Gaza, where they call home, while the U.S. develops it for the long term and turns some of the territory into resorts.
I don't want to be a wise guy, but the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad. This could be so magnificent.
And everybody, Trump said, including Palestinians, would live there.
I think you'll make that into an international, unbelievable place.
Prime Minister Netanyahu offered support for the idea.
I think it's something that could change history, and it's worthwhile really pursuing this avenue.
Correspondent Chris Livesay has more on reaction in the Middle East.
Since the start of this ceasefire, hundreds of thousands of Gazans have begun moving back home, or what's left of it. This president, who is called Donald Trump, comes to us with a new method to displace us from our country where we are rooted, this man says. This is our land. We will not get out of it. A UN assessment estimates that clearing the more than 50 million tons of rubble left behind could take 21 years. Most Gazans remain determined not to leave.
Elon Musk has said the U.S. Agency for Humanitarian Aid is beyond repair. CBS's Cammy McCormick says the Trump administration is pushing ahead with big changes.
Nearly all USAID staff will be placed on leave Friday. All overseas missions have been ordered to shut down and all staff recalled. The agency is developing a plan with the State Department to pay for the return of personnel posted outside the U.S. Some could return on military aircraft. USAID has more than 10,000 employees. About two-thirds of them serve overseas. Agreements with contractors are also being terminated.
Buyouts have been offered to all employees at the CIA. And CBS's Scott McFarlane reports there's legal action following the FBI's move to send the Justice Department details on thousands of agents who investigated the Capitol attack.
In a pair of federal lawsuits just filed, groups of anonymous FBI agents argued their rights have been violated, that they expect agents to be fired, and that the current investigation is an act of political retribution. The agents also argue if the list is released or leaked, it would be a national security threat, and they allege agents and their families will be targeted for attack by the pro-Trump January 6 rioters and their sympathizers.
The U.S. Senate last night confirmed Pam Bondi as Attorney General. John Fetterman of Pennsylvania was the lone Democrat to support her. The trade battle between the U.S. and China now extends to the U.S. Postal Service. It says it will not accept any packages mailed from China and Hong Kong. CBS News Asia correspondent Anna Corrin.
At the headquarters of Hong Kong Post, a sense of confusion from customers.
I was trying to send my package to the U.S. Now I have to find another route, so hopefully it will get fixed or sorted soon.
In a surprise announcement, the U.S. Postal Service said it was suspending all packages from Hong Kong and China. It comes as part of President Trump's decision to enforce new tariffs on China. He has also scrapped the so-called de minimis exemption, a trade loophole that allowed packages valued at less than $800 to be duty-free from China. For years, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol have raised concerns over the increasing volume of packages that go unchecked. Trump has seized on that, claiming this is one of the ways that fentanyl gets into the country. And China's refusal to stem the flow of fentanyl, according to the president, is the reason for the 10% tariffs.
4 minutes after the hour.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best Eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Waffle House restaurant chain blames the biggest bird flu outbreak in a decade for a new 50-cent surcharge on eggs, and it has hungry patrons concerned.
It's hitting the restaurant owner, and it's going to hit the customer that's got to eat there.
The average price of a dozen eggs nationwide hit $4.15 in December. The government expects a 20% jump in prices this year. A two-egg breakfast at Waffle House with toast and hash browns is listed at $7.75. Police in Greencastle, Pennsylvania are investigating the theft of about 100,000 eggs from the back of a distribution trailer. They're worth an estimated $40,000. President Trump is set to sign an executive order today that will affect transgender athletes, as we hear from CBS's Christopher Cruz in Washington.
Today's order aims to bar transgender women and girls from women's sports. It's unclear if it will specifically target K through 12, college or professional sports, or all three. Human Rights Campaign warns such an order will deprive those it targets of the benefits of participating in sports and leave them vulnerable to harassment and discrimination.
A federal judge is set to hear arguments today over temporarily pausing the Trump order looking to end birthright citizenship for anyone born in the U.S. to someone in the country illegally. 22 states and some organizations have sued to try to stop the executive action. A mass shooting at a warehouse in New Albany, Ohio, left one person dead, five others wounded. Police Chief Greg Jones says the suspect worked there.
We don't have any reason to believe they are a general threat to society. It appears at this point to be a targeted type of attack.
A new analysis from UCLA economists pegs the losses from the fires that tore through Los Angeles County at up to $164 billion. That would rank second to Hurricane Katrina as the costliest natural disaster in the U.S. In Petersburg, New York, a town judge has resigned after he got out of jury duty by saying he couldn't be impartial because he thought everyone brought before him on the bench is guilty. Richard Snyder was reported to higher-ups by the judge who oversaw the jury selection. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:09, good morning, everybody, from News Radio WGNS. Brian Barrett joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew. And right now, we kick it off with a check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today, showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 68 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight remains mostly cloudy, showers and storms likely. Lows drop to 60. And then Thursday, still a chance for showers and storms, and highs make it into the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 50.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Wrapping up an accident over here in the Two Rivers area. It's going to be just out from the Opry Mills Mall area. Riley Parkway northbound in McGavick Pike. Dickerson Pike at OHB. That's a crash right in the intersection as it's still tied up there on Murfreesboro Pike at Hobson Pike in Antioch on that crash. And finishing up this trunk crash out here in Rutherford County. It's been out here for maybe 2.5 hours on 24 westbound at Shelbyville Highway. LLV offers everything a fun couple or single could want. Luxury Lifestyle Vacations offers all-inclusive resorts and cruises all over the world. Google LLVClub.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
I tip my cap to you, sir.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Speaking of tipping our cat, tip our cap to her.
The Wake Up Crew. Weekday mornings from 6 until Swap and Shop.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
News, traffic, weather, and fun every morning. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins,
good night, John Boy,
Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back into the Wake Up Crew. If you're just now joining us, good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning. It's February. Moaning, everybody.
Yeah, I moan every time I get up.
Oh. You do have old bones.
Yeah.
He can't sit still. No. Have you noticed that? Maybe that's why you're so sore all the time. Why's
yeah,
that?
You're constantly...
Always moving.
You need to go to the doctor.
What would he do?
Well, tell you to sit still.
You could try stretching. I've heard that's good for you.
That's it. I tried.
Heard stretching keeps your muscles young.
Mm. It is February the 5th. It's episode 1587 of the Wake Up Crew. Valentine's Day's coming up, so get those cordial cherries bought up here real quick. And City has a teacher work day that day.
Do they?
And
even,
on Monday, it's a day off for President's Day for both city and county schools.
Do they even sell cordial cherries at Valentine's Day time?
Yeah, it's year-round, man.
I know you give them as gifts
year-round. You can't get both of them, though. One of the brands, I can't ever find. Yeah. It's the cheaper brand is one you're getting.
It's become
a
game.
Queen Anne's.
Yeah, the Queen Anne.
The game we play at Christmas
now. She
loves those. She does. But we've started making it into a game of who can get either the biggest or smallest thing of cherries for the year. So I won last year and Bobby won this year. You just always go with a standard box. But
you know what makes me mad about a cordial cherry? You can't eat it like half it.
No, you gotta
eat
the whole thing.
Pop it in there, like, you know. Because that stuff's going to run all over you.
But yeah, last year I got a great big box. And this year, Bobby got like the biggest box I've ever seen in my life of those things.
Had like 48 in them or something.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
The king size version of the Queen Anne cherry cordial.
But yeah, we play that.
What's the other one? The good cello?
Cello. C-E-L-L-O.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the expensive one, isn't it?
They're individually wrapped.
Yeah. Mm. They're the high dollar.
Why she gets Queen Anne's.
Yeah. So sad.
But I did.
I like the Queen Anne's better, I think.
Oh, I don't. I like the other one.
I did find out that they have different flavors. Dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Some
Queen
coconut.
Anne?
Yeah.
They have
all
like
kinds
the
of
coconut.
Flavors.
Mm.
So. What's that Russell Stouffer, the little coconut candies with the wafer in the middle?
Mm.
It's got coconut on the outside. And it's got a little like crunchy wafer ball in the middle of it.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
white
yeah.
chocolate.
What do you call
oh,
that?
I don't know. But they're so good.
They're like they're in all those.
They
little
got the
Russell
little
Stouffer.
Gold foil.
Like one of them.
Yeah.
There's this one of them in the box. Yeah.
Yeah, those are delicious.
They have a little crunch to it. You probably wouldn't like the texture.
Like the coconut.
Coconut. No.
Although he likes stuff in his salads. He likes crunchy in his salad. No. The kid doesn't make sense.
No.
If it's supposed to be sweet, it shouldn't feel like hair in your mouth. And that's
coconut doesn't feel like hair.
It does.
It's mounds. Mmm. I love mounds. Almond Joy.
Oh
man.
Gosh.
Whew.
Grody.
And it's like cold somehow. It makes your tongue feel cold when you eat it.
I just like the shape of them and everything. I
yeah.
Mean,
that almond just.
Yeah.
Mm.
That just adds to it.
Yeah. Mmm.
I like almonds in chocolate. just not coconut.
I like goobers.
Goobers. I haven't had a goober in
years.
I
always get those at the movie theater. It's goobers.
You know what
goobers
candy
or
I
nothing.
Hate? Those little sugar daddies that are just the caramel that'll rip the fillings out of your
gosh,
teeth when you eat them. They're the worst candy on earth.
Yeah, they're like, go to the dentist. They should have a warning. They have a warning like cigarettes.
Surgeon General's warning.
If you go here, you're going to be at the dentist office in about 2 days.
About raisinettes?
I like raisinettes.
Raisinettes are
fine. Okay. I don't love them.
You don't like raisins?
I like raisins okay.
Really?
Raisinettes are fine. I mean, if that's all you... But if I'm going to have raisinettes or goobers, it's going to be goobers. I mean...
I don't get candy at the movie theater. I'm a popcorn guy.
I am too. But now they mix their chocolate into the popcorn.
I know.
I don't know how that stuff doesn't melt.
I don't. Yeah. When we go, we do a combo. Me and Megan will share a drink. I'll get the popcorn and she'll get the candy. Yeah. That's how we do it every time. So.
But in the people will put the what's the little chocolate covered caramels?
Chocolate covered caramels.
Milk duds.
Oh yeah,
oh,
milk
yeah.
Duds, yeah.
People
well, they'll hold up if
yeah.
they melt. A little
and that's
bit.
Another candy that'll rip your.
Uh huh.
People will put milk duds or the cool mints or thin little mint. Junior mints in their popcorn.
I love Heath bars.
Heath bars are great,
but they need a warning on it too because they'll tear your teeth up.
Now
too.
A candy that I like that a lot of people don't. Which my two favorite candies are not very popular. I like Swedish Fish. That's my number one.
Ooh,
I love Swedish Fish. And I really like Whoppers.
Ooh.
No, I love
can't
Whoppers.
Go there.
I hate Whoppers.
Now, that's the texture I don't like because it's like putting fingers on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
But
they've gotten softer. They're not as hard as they used to be. They're softer now. And
that helps.
I love Whoppers. I got on a kick when I was working facilities team at the church. Everybody had... jars of candy on their desk, and the thing that would always be left at the bottom was Whoppers. And I'm taking out your trash. I'm going to steal a piece of candy. And it was always Whoppers, so I just got on them, and I really like them.
We're calorie counters now, though.
Yes,
so
no
we
candy.
Probably can't do that.
I can have one Whopper a day.
By the way, we learned last week on our silly stat of the day that the company that makes Swedish Fish make the Sour Patch Kids,
mm-hmm.
and the red Swedish Fish... The only difference between it and the Sour Patch Kid is the sour sugar.
Yep. I like it without the sour sugar. That's why I like them. You can get the multicolored Swedish Fish, too, which is all the different flavors. But I like the regular, the red. No, I don't know what flavor it is. It's Swedish Fish flavored is all I know.
My daughter she has to have those for Christmas. You know, you got to get me some Swedish Fish. They're big, too.
I like the little ones. Little
oh,
ones.
You like the little ones?
I like the big ones.
I bite them in half. It's like you're eating fish.
It's like a can of sardines.
Yep.
But the little
speaking of sardines, are you a sardine lover?
Not really. I've never really had
them. I like
them
with mustard. If you can get them with mustard, you put them on a cracker, they're pretty good. Now, don't look at them because they'll look like little fish. You're eating raw fish, but just don't look at them.
Same with anchovies on a pizza.
Yeah. I like anchovies, but I don't have to have them. I don't usually get them if I can get them off.
I've never really had, I don't either, really.
Mushrooms on a pizza? Do you like mushrooms on a pizza?
I don't.
My favorite, I love black olives on a pizza.
Mm-hmm. I like green olives. I'm a green olive guy.
Me too.
I like a little combination of both of them.
I like all olives. Yeah. Put it all on there.
Well, going out here with our song of the day until we get to sports here in just a quick second. This is the Goo Goo Dolls, 2 days in February. I break my fingers to
make a call. This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Lakers dominated their game at the Clippers, winning 122-97. LeBron James with 26 points. The Lakers shot 75% from the floor in the first quarter when they scored 45 points. Portland has won 9 of its last 10 after beating Indiana 112-89. Chicago came back to defeat Miami. Boston got a win at Cleveland. Brooklyn edged Houston on a late three-pointer, 99-97. New York won at Toronto, 121-115. Karl Anthony Towns with 27 points, 20 rebounds. And at Philadelphia, it was the home team edging Dallas 118-116. Joel Embiid, after a month off with the bad knee, returned and had a triple-double, including 29 points. In college basketball at UCLA, the Bruins upset number 9 Michigan State 63-61. At Ole Miss, Rebels over Kentucky 98-84. In fact, Ole Miss had just one turnover in the game.
The food's delicious at Adam's Place.
Well, I'm afraid the food is too good. I have a problem turning down the dessert.
Alan Butcher at Adam's Place.
But the food is wonderful. Danny and all the cooks and the servers back there are just wonderful to us. We have plenty to eat.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing mental healthcare.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 722. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And thank you again for that great introduction of Random Questions, where we ask just random questions to our two contestants. They're the same two guys each and every week. But
and
here we go.
It's not really a game, so we're not really contestants.
Just getting you to talk and see what your answer might be with it, too. Number one.
What is your favorite candy? I'm just kidding.
What's your favorite month of the year?
I'm going to go May. It's the seasons are turning. It's pretty outside.
Weather, you can kind of count on the weather.
We're starting to get into the summer drought we have every year, so It's not super rainy, but it's still pretty out.
Grass is green.
Fish are biting.
Got to mow the yard. Yeah. Mm. Okay. What about you?
July.
I thought you'd say December because you get your vacation. Most of your vacation is taken in December.
Well, he doesn't like the cold. Unless it's the studio, in which case he wants it to be December year-round.
July or June?
July.
July.
June's okay, too.
If you could swim in any liquid, what would it be?
It was my birth month.
Aww. Oh, that's why I think that's why it's special to him.
No, that's the thing that is grossest about it.
Jello. I'd love to fill a swimming pool full of Jello and just dive in and see what happens.
Mmm. Green slime.
Okay. Green slime. Why would you want to do that? Okay. What's the last spontaneous thing you did?
I'm not spontaneous at all.
No. I guess birth. No. Me and Megan, like a year ago or so, just decided to drive up to Dollywood for a day. Just went. Drove home night.
That's good.
You know, on a weekend.
Did you go in Dollywood?
Yeah, we went in, did all the rides.
Now, that's spontaneous.
And we're close enough where we got up pretty early and did it and then drove back that night. And
that's about all you need of it.
Yeah.
You know, really. How often is your brain on autopilot?
All the time.
Never.
Mine is usually between 7 and 8. In the morning.
Not even when you're driving? You go on autopilot when you're driving, surely.
Oh, well, I guess maybe a little bit. It's freaky, though, when you're driving, and then it's like, how did I get here?
Yeah, I know. That happens to me, too. I don't remember getting here.
It was a weird feeling.
What's your favorite quote about life? That's too hard.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Something from the Bible.
Complete the sentence, I wish everyone could blank.
Get along.
Give me money.
Very different answers for that one. You're just writing in cheapskate? Is that what you're writing in?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Describe the sun in one word.
Bright.
Hot.
Okay. Yeah. That's what that, those are the two answers I was expecting. What's the worst thing you've ever eaten from a restaurant?
Ew.
I've had some restaurant steak that I really don't like. Just really not done right and overcooked and dry. So that's what I'm going to go with.
I had some Indian food. I do not like Indian food.
Yeah.
I don't like the way they, I guess it's what they cook it in or whatever. I just don't like the flavor.
There was a Mexican restaurant that me and Dalton went to, and it had just... It first opened, and it was not good at all. And it's kind of hard to mess up Mexican food.
Well, I tell you what, I bet you're one of those guys, too. If you ever get something bad at a restaurant, you never go back.
Oh, he never goes back, ever. Even if
it turns out great.
Yeah. And you just got the wrong thing or what?
Ask Dalton about that soup that time.
Oh, that's... I didn't have bad food. I got food poisoning.
If you had to paint something right now, what would you paint?
Maybe the Statue of Liberty.
A wall.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But I guess you can be,
I can't paint, but...
If you could be guaranteed one thing in life besides money...
Oh, man.
Yeah. What would it be? Happiness.
Joy, yeah.
Yeah, joy and happiness. That takes out all your three choices.
No, I know what he's going to go with, I think.
Someone with money.
I thought he was going to go with immortality.
Oh, no.
Have you ever ignored your parents for more than a day? This is for you only.
As an adult or as a kid?
It doesn't say. I just asked the question, man. I don't try to, yeah.
Yeah, I think I have. Not on purpose, but just like not got around to answering a text or a phone call or something.
Where were you born, Brian?
Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Where were you born?
Smyrna, Tennessee. Rutherford County, but there's a couple of us.
You were not.
I was born in, where was I born?
Nashville.
I was born in Nashville, greater Nashville, Middle Tennessee area.
I was born in Davidson County too, Nashville, yeah. What's your favorite YouTube channel?
Rutherford Weather. Oh, Ruco wow. Weather.
That's not what I was going to go with. There's this guy on YouTube who he has a water jet. And he just cuts stuff with it. Like, he'll just put, like a rock of obsidian in it or, like, a bicycle and just cut it up with a water jet. It's awesome.
I was telling y'all about my grandchildren used to watch all those kids that do all these crazy things and earn a lot of money doing it, How would you spend a rainy day?
Probably cuddled up with my Hulu and puppies.
Trying to clean off the dog's paws. Because he's so messy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cleaning. For rainy days, I just get cleaning.
Yeah. I do. I get in a cleaning mood on rainy days, too. And that's Random Questions.
All right. 728, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
My son brought me out here. He checked it out and he really liked it.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
So I came out here. I really enjoy the people that live here. They are great. And also the help, because the help is wonderful.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
They are right there to help you anytime you want it.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:30 on a Wednesday hump day edition of The Wake Up Crew.
And we say happy birthday today to Penny Hines, Tommy Richards, Chip Lowe, Butch Smith, and Richard Thomas. Happy birthday from WGNS.
And if anybody out there shares a birthday or anniversary with these folks or know someone who does, go ahead and get them into us. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. That's the prize, so get them in.
All right. Well, it is time to check local news, traffic, and weather coming up here for you this morning.
The city of Murfreesboro is growing, and we need your help to prove it by participating in the special census. It's fast and easy. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
It is 7:31 on the Wake Up Crew. Here's a look at traffic and weather together.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 68 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight remains mostly cloudy, showers and storms likely. Lows drop to 60. And then Thursday, still a chance for showers and storms, and highs make it into the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 50.
Morning clearing of this wreck westbound on Vietnam. That's at Gallatin Pike. It did slow down that traffic just a bit. All that traffic coming through Hendersonville this time of the morning. It's starting to load up pretty good on 24 westbound up through Antioch. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, it's gotten heavier on 40 west out of Wilson County to Mount Juliet area headed into Hermitage. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has live entertainment tonight from 6 to 9. Check it out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
In Nashville, House Majority Leader William Lamberth and Senate Finance Chair Beau Watson have introduced legislation aimed at allowing local school districts and charter schools to opt out of enrolling children who are unlawfully present in the United States. House Bill 793 seeks to challenge the U.S. Supreme Court's 1982 Plyver v. Doe ruling, which guarantees the right to a free public education to children in the U.S. unlawfully. Lamberth and Watson argue that the increasing number of illegal immigrants places a financial strain on local resources, especially in education. They point to the estimated $151 billion in illegal immigration cost American taxpayers in 2023, urging a focus on legal residents. The bill gives local governments more control over resource allocation, particularly for school districts. According to the Migration Policy Institute, around 10,000 school-aged children in Tennessee are undocumented. Additionally, nearly 18,000 unaccompanied migrant children have been released to sponsors in Tennessee since 2021. And in Smyrna, police are seeking help identifying two individuals involved in a quick change scam at the Smyrna Walmart on January 27th. The suspects, both dressed in black, used deceptive tactics to confuse a cashier during a transaction by manipulating cash and rapidly switching bills. They walked away with over $3,200 worth of high-end earbuds, paying less than $1,000 for the items. Smyrna police are actively investigating the case and urge anyone with information to contact Detective Andrew Schaefer at 615-267-5146 or via email. Information from the public could be crucial to solving this case. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go three times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do, it's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
We got it. Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're back on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS, and it is time to play Family Feud. All right, we're going to be playing against Ashley. So here we go. Round one, here is the question. Name an animal with spots.
Zebra. No, tiger.
Those are both stripes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Cheetah.
Yeah, cheetah. That's who I was thinking of.
How do you...
Oh.
Cheetah.
Two E's.
C-H-E-E-T-A-H.
Yeah, that's it. Dalmatian.
Oh, good. What's that number one? Because she got the number one.
Spots. I thought Dalmatian would be number one. Spots. Deer? Like baby deer?
Try it.
Nope. Who?
Why am I blanking on this?
I don't know of any animals with spots.
Tigers.
Cheetah.
Tigers have stripes.
Bears.
Oh, my. well, we're out of time, so.
Wow. We got
giraffe.
Giraffe. Leopard.
Well, we got smoked on that one. We're way behind.
Okay. We've got to catch up here.
Yeah, this is terrible.
We can make a comeback. We got it.
Round two. Here we go. Double points. The question... Tell me an animal that has big ears.
Elephant.
Dog. Elephant.
That's it.
Cat.
Okay, I might as well.
Nope. Don't cheat. I see you.
Big ears.
Mouse. Ah.
Rabbit.
That's yeah, there you go. That's number two.
Now what?
A hyena? No. Coyote?
Big ears. I'm trying to think of like common stuff that has big ears.
Dogs? I don't know.
Big ear. I mean, we're up, so I'd like to be up a little more. Big ears. Monkey.
It's going to be an obvious.
I really thought that one was obvious.
Well, here is the last one.
Donkey.
Oh, makes sense. Well, I think maybe we pulled ahead just a little bit. Final round.
The pressure
here
is
we
on.
Go. Yeah. Triple points. Name something that has a face.
Human?
That's not the number one answer.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Well, I know, but it's weird.
Animal? Oh, okay. Animals and people, that's a robot? No. Something that has a face.
Okay, think of something that is not human. I mean, face.
Watch.
Yes. There you go.
One more. Watch face.
Barbie. A doll?
Toy.
Oh, you not a toy.
Face.
Not a doll. Face.
Mask.
There you go. That took it. They won the game.
He cheated. I know he cheated. He didn't come up with that. He's not creative enough.
What are you talking about? Let's go fast money real fast. If you had to say sleazy motel, name something from home you might bring with you.
Soap.
Name something people get stuck in.
Snow.
Name an animal that has fangs. Snake. Name something you'd hate to be when it breaks down. You'd hate to be in.
A car.
Name something that makes you squint.
The sun.
Well, let's see. Soap at a sleazy motel. Pillow.
Oh, that makes
something
sense.
People get stuck in. The snow. Five. Traffic was number one. Fangs. Snake. Only wolf was number one. Car was the first answer. And sun, probably number one. So, yeah.
We won fast money. You want to get 100 points.
Well, we barely won fast money. But that is Family Feud.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Participating in Murfreesboro's special census could help bring more funding to our city. $175 per resident per year. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Those dollars shared with us will greatly benefit our community, build roads, maintain parks, improve public safety, and much more.
It's fast and easy. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to put the icing on the cake here. The bow on the show. We are done here for this Wednesday morning, February 5th, episode 1587, about in the books. But we do want to tell you about today's Good Neighbor of the Day. Steve Cates is the good neighbor for continuing to introduce clogging to our growing community in fun new ways. I think they're doing something at the Smyrna Senior Center here coming up. Saw that on our website. Steve Cates receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS, the good neighbor today. If you want to send in a good neighbor, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor to send in your good neighbor of the day. We'll get them on here in the coming days. Today's show, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, MTE's charitable foundation is called Sharing Change, and it's funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Discover more at sharingchange.org.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All right. What does the yellow light mean on a traffic signal?
I don't know what. Oh, slow. No, I forgot.
What does the yellow? Yeah.
Replay.
It's like you said, you'd already done it twice. So.
To those who have just tuned in during the 7 o'clock hour of the show, there was a big topic of controversy earlier today when the setup to the joke, the setup to the punchline of the joke was not done correctly, and I was rude about it. So
just working with amateurs here, trying to bring, you know, excitement and culture. I had a prop
culture?
Earlier.
Did you just say culture?
He does the dad joke.
I had a prop earlier this week, and that was poo-pooed upon. And so,
did you just say culture?
Yeah.
Whose culture?
The dad joke culture.
Okay, I just have one question for you, Brian.
For me?
Yeah, for you. Just who exactly are you the other two guys you're going to get to do this show with you after we quit? When you can come up with those two names, talk to me later, okay? How's that?
Honestly, if he comes
up, slammed him right there.
If he can come up with those two names, I'm probably just ready to go, I think.
Well,
some days it feels like the Wake Up Crew has run its course.
You know what I say?
How rude. Eat my shorts.
Wow.
Well, I'm not talking about the dad joke specifically. I'm talking about the whole show. You have to be in agreement.
What have we learned
He's
today?
He's always putting us down about the dad joke, though. Have you noticed that?
Oh, please. What do you say about him on Thursdays and Fridays?
I don't say anything. He's my buddy.
Okay. What have we learned?
I gave you guys a robot replacement for me, and you never use him. He never gets to come on.
It's worse than you, if that's possible.
I'll have you know, I've not talked about Dalton on the air.
Oh, well, please.
Let me adjust my mic.
What do you mean he's worse than me? He could do the dad joke while I'm gone.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
No, he's not.
He's got humor programmed in.
And he's very slow.
You got thumbs up all day long, all week this week.
Yeah, well, it's never good enough for him. I quit. I'm done.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
That will not get replaced.
That microphone just went, woo, a 360, baby. What else you got?
I asked what we learned today.
What we learned today, we talked about Ozempic stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. We played a fun round of Family Feud and had a great round
close
of
round.
Random questions today.
Yeah, random questions. Close round.
Yeah. Well, that's what we learned. Hey, listen here.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
Did you know that Hanna-Barbera pitched the Flintstones to networks for 8 weeks before it finally was picked up?
It doesn't feel like that long, actually.